Hayem Yem Chav Beis Nissen, Achrin Shal Pesach. The Rebbe instructs us, some of the Minhagim of Achrin Shal Pesach. Hayem Mahadrim, during the day of Achrin Shal Pesach, we take particular care, the Kaddish, to make Kiddush. Achar Kach Mispalalim Tfilas HaMincha, then we daven Mincha, V'Achar Ezeh Sudas Yom Tov. Only after Mincha do we eat the Yom Tov meal. This is a very interesting point here, because during Pesach, we have to eat the meal, we have to wash for matzah, and usually we eat the meal after Musaf, and only later we daven Mincha. But here the Rebbe says that on Achrin Shel Pesach, we should first make Kiddush, and not eat the full meal. Then we daven Mincha, and then we eat the meal of Yom Tov. So about this, there was a lot of discussion over the years. The Rebbe used to eat the meals of Yom Tov by the Friedrich Rebbe's apartment. The Rebbe was asked, it says that we daven Mincha before we eat the meal, and at that time, this was not the prevalent custom. The Rebbe did not daven Mincha first, and the Rebbe simply dismissed it as a problem of housekeeping who were preparing the meals, but not that there is a minig not to do it like that. Also, the Friedrich Rebbe, our Rebbe says, his minig was that every Yom Tov he used to daven Mincha in his room before the meal. And for sure, Achrin Shel Pesach, he davened Mincha before, because the Suda of Moshiach of Achrin Shel Pesach was drawn into the night. So definitely he davened Mincha first. And the Rebbe asked one of the older Chassidim what was in Lubavitch, and the Chosid said that in Lubavitch it wasn't only on Achrin Shel Pesach, but every Shabbos they would have Mincha before the meal. On another occasion, the Rashag asked the question, what do we do? You say you make Kiddush, and then you have Mincha. So how does it work out with Kiddush? You have to have a Mokum Suda. You have to be eating something. So during the year, we have cake. We make Mezeinus. What do you do on Achrin Shel Pesach? So the Rebbe says, either you drink 2 cups of wine, or you eat something that establishes a meal. Now the question is what the meal is. The Rebbe does not specify what it is. I'm just going to throw in my 2 cents. On Achrin Shel Pesach, we eat Kneidlach. And the Kneidlach is something you can make Mezeinus on. And there's actually a custom in many communities that they are makpid to be able to make a Mezeinus during Pesach by making Kiddush and eating the Kneidlach for Kiddush. And then only later do you wash for the meal. HaBal Shem Tev Hoya Eichel Gimel Sudas B'Achrin Shel Pesach. The Baal Shem Tev used to eat 3 meals on Achrin Shel Pesach. Sudas Achrin Shel Pesach Hoysa Nikras Eitzel Baal Shem Tev Moshiach Sudas. The meal of Achrin Shel Pesach, the last day of Pesach, by the Baal Shem Tev was called the meal of Moshiach. Achrin Shel Pesach is Moshiach Sudas. Achrin Shel Pesach is Moshiach's meal, while Achrin Shel Pesach is Meir Gilui Horas HaMoshiach. Because on Achrin Shel Pesach, we openly feel the radiance of the light of Moshiach. Bishnas Tov Reish Samach Vov, in the year Tov Reish Samach Vov 1906, Hischil HaSeder started an order in Temchet Mimim in Lubavitch, Asher Talmide Temchet Mimim Yechlu Yachad B'Chag HaPesach B'Heichel HaLimud, that the students of the Yeshiva Temchet Mimim should eat together during Pesach in the study hall in the large Zal. The Hoyoshom Shai Talmidim, and there were 310 students, V'Chai Shulchones, and they were sitting around 18 tables. Sudas Achrin Shel Pesach, the meal of Achrin Shel Pesach, Ochel Adin Yovim Meri V'Rabbi B'Yachad Im HaTalmidim. My father, the Rebbe Rashab, ate that meal together with the students. Tziva Losis L'Chol Talmid Dalet Kesis. And he instructed that every student should get 4 cups of wine during that meal. V'Omar Oz, and he said then, Dos is Sudas Moshiach. This is the meal of Moshiach. So here we learn that the Baal Shem Tov ate 3 meals during Achrin Shel Pesach. Every Shabbos we have to eat 3 meals. On Yom Tov there's no such mitzvah, there's no such hiddur. But on Achrin Shel Pesach the Baal Shem Tov did eat 3 meals. But he doesn't specify which meal was the Suda of Moshiach. He just says a blanket statement that the meal of Achrin Shel Pesach was called Suda of Moshiach. And the Rebbe Rashab, he joined all the Talmidim of Temchet Mimim. Temchet Mimim was established 7 years earlier, and that year, for the first time, all the students stayed together. They celebrated Pesach in the study hall in the Zal, and there they had their meals, and the Rebbe Rashab joined them for the Suda of Moshiach, and he gave everyone 4 cups of wine. But this minhag that we have, that we gather together for Sudas Moshiach every Achrin Shel Pesach, and that everybody drinks 4 cups of wine, practically and technically, Technically, it was instituted by our Rebbe. This comes from several sichas of the Friedrich Rebbe, where the Friedrich Rebbe describes that this meal on Achen Shel Pesach, the Baal Shem Tov called it Sudas Moshiach, meaning we have names for the different meals on Shabbos. Each meal has a very specific name. Chakal Tapuchin Kaddishin, Atika Kaddisho, Ze'er Ampin. These are names given to these meals. And the meal of Achen Shel Pesach was given the name Sudas Moshiach. And that was a meal that was open for all. Whoever was present in that area was welcome and invited to come join this meal. And the Rebbe says, why is it called Sudas Moshiach? Because the light of Moshiach radiates then in an open way. And in another sicha, the Rebbe tells how the Rebbe Rashab joined the Bochrim, who for the first time had their meals together. Until then, they would be guests in other people's homes. And that year was the first time there was a yeshiva kitchen, which continues till today. The Rebbe describes how that year the Rebbe Rashab came to visit the Bochrim before the Seder. We also saw our Rebbe used to do this. He would come and visit the Bochrim before the Seder. He would come to the dining room and then he would go and visit the kitchen. And the Rebbe Rashab came to visit the Bochrim. And when he was there, he informed them then that he will join them for the last meal of Achen Shel Pesach. He came with his brothers and his brothers-in-law and his guests. They all came to join the Bochrim in the yeshiva. So first, about 2 o'clock, they davened Mincha, and after Mincha, they came in and they celebrated the meal of Moshiach together with the Bochrim.